ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. What's going on, my dear brothers and sisters? Hope you guys are doing well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as human beings. And part of being a human is that we are prone to making mistakes. We have these internal and external factors that stand in our way from making change and breaking through. But imagine with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were able to recognize these barriers. Not only that, we were able to break through and move to the next level. How would our lives change? What would that next level look like? How much more sweetness would there be in our lives when we take our relationship with Allah to the next level? And no matter what one has done in their life, one can always turn back to Allah. And regardless of the level of practice we are at, we all can improve. We all can take our relationship with Allah to the next level. And no matter what stage of life we're in, no matter how many sins we've committed, one should never despair in the mercy of Allah, and one should never let others despair in the mercy of Allah.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ
Allah the Almighty calls us by the term His slaves. He attributes us to Himself, and He tells us that whatever we've done, no matter how much we've transgressed upon ourselves, because when we commit sins, when we make mistakes, we only harm ourselves, that never ever despair in the mercy of Allah. And Allah's mercy is greater than everything. Allah's mercy is 100 parts. Only one part of that mercy exists in this world. And all the mercy and the love that we see in this world is that one mercy. And Allah has saved 99 parts of His mercy for the Day of Judgment, that He will show that extreme mercy on that day when we need it the most. And He tells us that He forgives every sin. Every sin, even shirk, if we turn back to Allah and we repent to Allah, He will forgive it. And He is Al-Ghafoor Al-Rahim. The beauty of the sequence of this name, that He is Al-Ghafoor, He accepts repentance, He forgives those individuals, and not only that, after He forgives, He turns to them in mercy. Is it not the mercy of Allah that we want? But in order to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's conditions. We have to do something in order to get something. So what are these things? Allah tells us in the next ayah,
وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ
We earn the mercy of Allah by turning back to Him, by doing the deeds that He loves, both inwardly and outwardly, and we submit to Him, we be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And this is how we change our situation. This is what it takes to make all our bad deeds be transformed into good deeds by repenting and changing and moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it's too late, before a time comes when we can't turn back to Him anymore.
واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون
And Allah tells us to turn back to Him by following the teachings of the Quran. And all the teachings of the Quran are good. It teaches us how to live life. It teaches us the purpose of life. It teaches us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. The path of truth is clear. The Quran and the Sunnah tell us how to tread on that path. And when we follow this path and we do the things that Allah loves, the benefit comes back to us because it leads to happiness both in this world and the next. And we need to be proactive in changing, in moving towards Allah before death comes, because death doesn't wait for anybody. It doesn't come knocking on our doors telling us, I'm here. But it comes suddenly and unexpectedly. and we have the opportunity to change until the time of death has come. Once it begins, the process begins, it's too late. And that's when the people will have the deepest regret. Then we will want to do the good deeds, but it will be too late. We turn back to Allah and do the best that we can do so that on that day when we're standing in front of Him, we will have no more regrets. Because there will be individuals who will be saying, Ya hasrata, and this is a word of deep regret, saying that how big of a loser I was, that I was neglectful towards Allah. I didn't do what was expected. I didn't live my purpose that I was created for.
أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين.
On that day they will regret and wish and hope that they had accepted the guidance that came to them and that they had been amongst the people of taqwa, those individuals who did the actions that Allah loved and stayed away from that which He forbade.
أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين.
And when they see the punishment, they will hope and beg for one more chance so that they could go back to the dunya and be amongst the muhsineen, the righteous individuals who submitted to Allah, who worshipped Allah alone, who put Allah before their own desires. And they spoke good and they did good, but it will be too late for that.
بَلَىٰ قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِي فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
It will be said to these individuals that the Quran came to you, the truth came to you, the clear signs of Allah came to you, but you rejected it. Because you were proud and arrogant and you chose disbelief over belief. You chose falsehood over truth. You chose your desires over the pleasure of Allah. In these verses, Allah calls us to turn back to Him. Regardless of what we have done, we should never ever despair in the mercy of Allah and we should never let others despair in His mercy as well. Because Allah forgives all sins and we should remind people of how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. But at the same time, we need to be proactive in changing. We need to turn back to Allah as He told us in these ayahs. Turn back to Him and submit to Him and follow the guidance of the Qur'an and the Sunnah in order to do the things that will earn us His mercy and enter us into His paradise. And all the things that we do when we move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are the ones who benefit. We will be happy and successful in this world and the next. When it's too late, everyone will have deep regret. They will hate themselves for it. They will wish that they had one chance to go back to this world and be amongst the righteous people and accept the guidance of Allah and follow the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah and do the excellent actions that will give them the highest level in paradise. But it will be too late. The beautiful thing is that as we hear this, we are alive. So let's turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's do the actions that will earn His mercy. Let's follow the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Let's become from the people of taqwa. So let us practice ihsan in every situation. Become a source of benefit for humanity. Purify both our inward and outward actions so that when death comes to us, we will be told,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ.
Now imagine how beautiful it will feel that as we are leaving this world, that is what we will be told. Until next time, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.